Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Right, I think you're in the clear. I think you're good to go.
What talk is it?
I think you can unleash your whatever it is that you want to unleash.
Oh yeah, well I will, yeah. Well, let's start by saying we're recording this now on a day we normally don't, right? So as you hear us speak, it is Thursday the 3rd of September. We normally do it on Friday. Well, okay, it doesn't fucking matter. Thursday the 4th of September. And we would normally do it on the 5th of every month, right?
Or a Friday.
Four times a week or a month. Four fifths. What the fuck? Will you let me finish? And we would normally do it on
Friday.
Now he helps me. The Fridays every week. But we can't do it on the Friday this week. Why? Because Jim McCabe has decided he couldn't be arsed coming to work. And he's leaving me on my own. And I'm not happy about it. Not one bit happy about it.
Well, two things now. One is I'm not leaving you on your own. Because Dee is going to be here doing button pressing and all.
I might as well be looking at the wall. She doesn't even like me.
And then the other thing is, the weird part is, I'd rather be here with you doing the show compared to what I'm being
forced
to do.
So don't go then, don't go.
I don't get a choice. The thing about it is,
when you're gone.
It's, you know, if there's people like there's people like, who are, I would call friends of mine.
Yes.
Acquaintances, actually, more accurate.
And
they're great people. I like hanging out with them. They're great people to have beers with. They're great people to have a bit of crack with. All of that sort of stuff.
For sure.
But they insist on having to stick a game of fucking golf
into this thing. Why do they do it?
I don't know. It's what makes no. And I've argued it for, you know, how many years have I been arguing about the fact
that as long as I know you.
Golf hates me and I hate golf.
Well, I know you 10 years now, properly know you 10 years. And yeah, I've never heard you say a good thing about any of them or the golf. Or the clothes, or the trips, or the weekends, or the ideas.
There's some, you know, we go to some, like the place we're going to play golf, it's a lovely place, right?
Yeah,
it's a very good golf course, but I tell you what else is very good. Inside the clubhouse.
Isn't it? Yeah, exactly.
Where they have a bar and the restaurant bit and everything.
Exactly.
That's very,
that's
very
the
good.
Best part of
it
everything.
It is very,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, why don't you skip to that bit? I've never understood that, you know.
They even have a little balcony thing you can stand. You can look at the lovely golf course.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's going to waste.
You can look at the other idiots wasting their time. Loser!
It's terrible. Like, it's genuine. Like, honestly, I like the people. I like the bit of crack. I like all of that sort of stuff. But why do you have, like, it nearly takes all the good out of it and forcing you to play shit golf.
Crap, isn't it, Jim? Yeah. Oh, jeez, a very hard old slog.
Like, what other scenario would somebody force you to do something you're shit at?
Marriage.
Okay, that was a mic drop moment right there.
There's other things, I suppose. I'm trying to think, but you're right. No, there's nothing else that I can think of other than that.
Any normal person would just...
You're all right. Just meet us after.
Exactly. Now, why wouldn't you get a dispensation? Why wouldn't somebody, right, turn around and say, you're shit, right?
You're shit.
Tell you what.
Imagine how upset you'd be if they said that.
You come a little bit later on, will you? And we'll have a few pints and a bite to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound,
you know, deadly. Can't wait. That sounds great to me. Yeah. You would, without the your shit bit. Because that's what happens, isn't it? You don't want to go to these things, right? Nobody wants to go to anything a lot of the time, right?
Right.
Weddings and stuff like that and, parties and house parties and some fucker invites over for a dinner and our gaff or whatever it is. You know, and you don't want to go, but you go because, you know, you value the friendships, you value the relationships or whatever. And then one day someone says, you know, he hates this. And they go, right, we'll leave him out. And the next time comes around, you're like, everyone's invited. And they go, not a word out of him. Look. Oh, yeah, where am I?
They didn't even care.
Chopped arsehole over here.
Fisher, nobody even noticed.
Yeah, didn't even send me a text to say, you don't like it. We would have invited you if you liked it. No.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what am I? Don't mind me. Didn't even say call over after us. Or we might meet you during the week, do something you do like. No. Ah, to hell with you, you round-headed donut. Of a person with ears that don't work very proper.
Okay, I'll grant you that. I'll accept that.
That's just the human condition.
I think there's an ulterior motive here. I think what happens is that it's because everybody else feels better about themselves.
Yeah.
Based on how shit I am. That no matter what happens to them, good or bad, they always have the safety blanket of knowing. You could be as shit as Jim there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then like, so they'll all...
Jim's,
you know,
after bringing a snooker cue for the putting green.
I provide the, what do you call it? The moment of ridicule.
You're the Pee Wee Herman.
I'm there for the... The comedic value. Not that I mean to be comedic.
I don't believe you're as bad as you say you are.
Worse.
I don't know. Are you really the worst, standout worst of the group of people that you play with?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You come last every time.
Well, no, not every time. But then there's weird things, you know. There's weird things in golf.
The fella with the one arm and all doesn't do as well, doesn't he? And all of that, yeah.
Well, you know, and a few of them are of an age where, like, they could die mid-round. So you'd have a chance of coming ahead of them.
At least you have them. You know, a bit of jeopardy in the game then too.
Well, exactly. It keeps it interesting.
That'd be great.
Especially if there's a hill or anything.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, look, Harry's going up the hill. Oh, God almighty, look at him. He doesn't even know his cacks are about to fall down. He thinks he's stuck in the mud. Oh. Yeah.
So like, just out of curiosity now, you see, you're sporty in your day.
A little
sorts.
Bit.
You were certainly on bikes and whatever.
On bikes.
I know, admittedly, you do. You didn't ever proclaim any sort of, you know, particular expertise in terms of like the footballing or that sort of side of sporting world.
Every time I went ahead of football, it hit me straight in the nose. I faced a goal once. So yes, that was good.
Faced it.
Faced the goal. Yeah.
You don't hear that term as often. You hear people headying and you hear people, you know, and volleying and what. Facing it doesn't never really quite made it into
the. I remember charging up the centre, got away from the defender, ran right up towards the keeper, and I was looking for the ball. Look, I couldn't see it. I knew it was over on the right hand side, and then next thing I was like, bang! And then everyone cheered, and I was like, fucking hell. All my nose wrecked and everything. And everyone was like, yeah! And they're all, my go, fair play to you, fair play to you. And the goalkeeper was like, yo, fair play, he faced it in! came off his face! He didn't even know where he was! You know, the keeper was all insulted though, because it was...
Wow.
Yeah. It was, so that was it. And I could never use my hands.
I can't believe he was insulted. Surely he should have been embarrassed that a man faced a ball.
I think he was embarrassed. I think that was the insult. It was insult to injury, if you know what I mean. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And then when I ever tried to play Gaelic football, I can't catch anything. You know the way I am with my hands. They don't do anything. They literally don't do anything. Like, I can't even press a button in here. And every time I'd go to catch, it would just hit me in the head as well. Everything hit me in the face. Every game I ever played, I got hit in the face. Everything. Gaelic football, soccer, boxing, obviously that's the whole idea. A guy hit me so hard, he turned the headgear around. I was looking at the light coming through the ear hole. Through the ear hole. And when I was on the ground, on my back, I hoping to get an ambulance. The referee was going, 1, 2. I was like, I'm not going to make it to 7. And he goes, well, and then he starts laughing. The referee was laughing.
And you looking out your own ear hole.
And because he could see my eye coming through the ear hole and the head face mask all turned. And the referee was laughing. Yeah.
Wow. I tell you, health and safety was a different thing back then. Especially with children.
I don't even know if I was much of a child then. I was in my 20s, I think. Yeah,
right.
And charity boxing match. I'll never forget it. I hit this German fella. Oh, gee, mother. He big German fella. Oh, my God.
Don't be doing that. You can't go around hitting Germans.
Well, I did, and then he near killed me after. He knocked me block off.
What do you expect? They don't take it well.
I remember it was a charity boxing match. He was so big, he was wearing shoes in the ring. He didn't even have runners or anything. Big, long shoes on him. But they look like shoes to me.
But what I'm saying is, right, the point I was trying to get to, right, is the fact that with any of those things, you weren't forced to persist with them.
No, you were saying, that's the end of it. Like, don't do it.
You know, it's not for you. Enough hits in the face or whatever of a ball and whatever.
It's not for you.
People kind of, if anything, people were in a hurry to kind of nearly shuffle you off the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Or out of it. Out of the
sport. Exactly,
yeah.
You look, it's
you
not.
Know,
yeah,
have
yeah.
you considered darts or whatever? Or, you know, yeah, whatever.
I'd probably get hit in the face with a dart. My own dart. Probably hit myself in the face at the old dart.
But that's what. So the difference is, you know, I don't know. Golfers are weird, aren't they?
I don't understand golf. It's very rare
you get a golfer who actually kind of, you know, turns around and says, no, I'm actually a very, very good golfer.
Nobody ever does. No.
They
nobody
always
ever
say,
I'm actually handy enough.
And to be fair, most golfers are fairly shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a game that's not, it's impossible to be good at, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's so, like, the absolute ridiculous level of ground you have to cover. You know, the Tour de France doesn't cover as much ground. And they're on bicycles. Going up mountains.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, what other game is there? A fella on his own. I'm going to go and play a game. I'm going to cover 17 miles of field. Like, it's, and any game you can play against yourself is a weird game anyway.
Yeah.
I was in Deer Park recently, a fella was up to play golf. Who are you playing against? I don't know what you do with golf.
Oh, he wasn't one of these.
Like, he was doing a round.
I think you'll find that golf is a game where you play against the course.
He goes, no, I'm just doing a round. I was there going, but who against? Like, no, we're just doing a round. I'm like,
yeah.
How the fuck do you play against yourself? How do you know if you win?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's a strange one. I don't get it.
I mean, to be fair, you know, one of the greatest golf quotes I think I've ever heard was actually came from your mate. Well, he wasn't even your mate. He was just a random fan who walked up to you outside of Lots & Co. that time.
That was it. Yeah, he just came up.
Sports people exist on all sorts of levels. I grant you that, right? Yeah. But there's very few people who approach it this way.
I know. He had the pink golf jumper and the whole lot, the trousers and all, you know. Yeah. And he was sitting there and he says to me, he was talking to me about stuff I did in the TV. That's how the conversation started. And then he goes, come here, you're not into the golf, are you? At all. And I says, no, I'm not. No, I've never been on the golf course in my life. And he goes, oh, yeah. No, I'm not into it either myself. But I fucking love the jumpers, he goes. Love the jumpers. And he did. I love the jumpers. And yeah. He had the jumper and all on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, he does love the jumpers. And we've been laughing at that ever since, right?
Yeah.
But it's only just dawned on me as I'm telling that story. You never do that to football fans, do you?
I know, but
you never. And our people who like, you never like, and a fella with a football jersey, you never go, you into the football? No. But I love the t-shirts. Look, look at that.
But that's what I'm saying.
Beautiful.
You normally, if you see a lad who's going around in a football jersey or whatever, he may not support that team. You know, it might be a Spanish team or whatever. Yeah. But he'll be into football in general.
True.
Whereas your man's literally turned around to your man and said, what do you think of Seve Ballesteros? Oh, Jez, he was a great chef.
Yeah, yeah. That's your man that does MasterChef.
Yeah.
The fella that was up to done for the perversions.
Exactly.
No.
He was, I mean, that lad was just, he knew nothing about golf. He just loved the jumpers.
Yeah, just loved the jumpers. Yeah. Just the style. He loved the style of golf.
The thing about it is sometimes I found with golf as well, you get people who get into it early. Something, you know the way Northside Tony is a listener that we have.
Yeah.
Well, we're always slagging him about, he plays more golf than he works.
Definitely.
Man's a paramedic. He's got a really important job.
Yeah, he just thinks he's going to save someone's life on the golf course one day.
So, and he's really, and there's some people who live for it, right?
Yeah.
And people who are like really eager enthusiasts at the start, like your other mate who came into the pub.
Oh, Pete, he came in, and he came into the pub. He went out for a game of golf.
These, by the way, just to point out the other side of this story, the mates here who speak to him, they're the kind of mates you'd want.
Yes, because he went for a game of golf, right? And they all came down to the pub, and I was like, how did he get on? They were like, oh, mother, he's brutal. He's absolutely shite. He's shite. He held the whole day up, like, you know, and all this. And then he came into the pub himself, and walks in, hat, jumper, short, golf pants, the whole lot, in the pub now, and the shoes.
the spikes.
He was still wearing his shoes. You know, the bag and all. They didn't even leave the bag in the boot. Like, he's there with everything. In the pub. Look at that. I'm telling everyone, I'm going to get into this. Oh, that was a great day. And they're like, oh, you're not playing with us. You're shit. And he's, oh, I am. You do all that. Oh, I am playing with you. You're not. You're shit. Oh, like, desperate. And he said, like, oh, I am. No, I'm getting into this. Of all the gear now. All the gear. He's delighted with himself. So, and then it's all this, you know, starts doing all the thing. I was looking online. You can get these ones that are different sizes. And like, he's no, like... Full on,
and you were
buying
saying,
everything.
You were saying he was showing his swing and everything.
Showing the swing. Yeah, he was there, no bat or anything. But he was like, you know, doing this thing, you go like that there. And you lift your hand up over your head, you know.
He's doing
the swing and showing the lads and everything.
In front of actual golfers.
In front of actual golfers. The Golf Society of the Pebble Beach.
Who were telling him he was shit.
And they're like, you're shit. And he's like, oh, yeah, but look, I'll get better. Look, I'm practicing my swing. Standing in the pub.
He sounds like my kind of golfer.
He was amazing. Oh, yeah. He's amazing, yeah. So into
the enthusiasm.
They never played again. Never even saw him in the pub after, I think, for ages. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder, did he ever play again?
I don't think so, no. I think that was, you know, whatever. And he just got a sudden burst of enthusiasm.
After buying all the gear and
everything. All the gear. Everything. All the gear. Spent a fortune on it. And a sudden burst of enthusiasm. You know the way it happens.
Yeah.
All the gear and no idea. And then just, oh, no, it's a... Yeah, they're all, God. And then instead of him being shit, it's like they're all wankers up there, you know. You know this thing. No, they're all like your rails. They're all shites. You know what I mean? They'll be giving you a chance and everything. You know. Maybe they're going, but it's but you can go. No one's stopping you going up. They just don't want you going with them.
Yeah. You know when it's closed and all.
Yeah.
Oh man. Right, well, that's it now. I suppose I better go off and I don't know better go off and practice my normal golf round, which involves me spending a lot of time in the hedges looking for my ball.
Do you know what you should do? Do you know what we should do tomorrow for the crack? But you're going off doing it, right? I should come in here dressed in the full golf gear today, tomorrow. I should be like, what are you doing? I says, I always dress up like this when Jim plays golf.
I like to feel part of
it. I like to feel like I'm part. I'm still with him. That he's still with me. That even though we're apart, we're still celebrating the same occasions together.
Yeah. Well, and the good thing about it is I'm equally as good as him. That's what it is. What about you?
And then I'll be here, like, every time that there's music, I go, look at me swing there, dude. Look, I'm walking on.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. So I'm being forced, and I do mean forced, to play golf, right? In order to basically be with a group of friends, I'm being forced to play a game that I'm rubbish at.
He doesn't need like
that,
it very much.
That hates me.
He hates it.
And I'm humiliated by consistently.
Yeah,
right?
That's what happens.
And the weird thing is, you know, there is a sporting related story today. not, unfortunately, that's going to be of any particular use to me, but it would explain why PJ's sporting days may, in fact, be over. You, of course, an award-winning sports star on the motorbike front and whatever, you know what I mean? But nowadays, it might be gone. And all because of
me spectacles.
Your spectacles.
Me spectacles. Yeah, old Gogglehead over here has lost his touch and I'm not on my own. Apparently over a third of people who wear glasses have now admitted that they play sports without being able to see properly. And it's ended in some horrendous displays. So people who wear glasses...
I wish I could use that as an excuse. But anyway, yes, yeah. Please continue.
So they questioned 2,000 adults with either long or short sightedness and realised that at least 1 in 10 have ended up injured due to blurred vision when they're playing sports. Now, I think that's a very unfair on us.
Wow.
Spectacleites, right?
Yeah.
Because I reckon if you asked non-spectacleites, right, whether if they were getting injured in sport, 1 in 10 at the very least would say they were getting injured as well.
Right.
I believe. I don't think that's a huge outlier, right? To be honest with you.
So it's for not wearing their glasses while playing their sport
of
choice. Yes,
and they're getting hurt because they can't see what's going on around them.
Oh, right. Because I thought you were going to say that it was... you know, actual spectacle related injuries.
There is that as well.
Oh, really?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You're right. And this is the problem. People have stopped wearing them because of spectacle injuries. And it's caused risky situations. Some people have come off the pitch or the running track with broken or bent frames, scratched lenses, even stretched or broken arms of the glasses. Some people have in physical activity, some people have like had all these things. They've tripped over themselves, their glasses have fallen off, they've bent over and had somebody run into their bottom when they're trying to pick them up.
That is not a genuine sports related injury.
Well, of course it is.
Well, surely it's the person behind them running into their bottom as opposed to the spectacle dropper.
They could be running backwards or sideways trying to catch a ball and they run in straight into someone's bottom when they're trying to pick up their spectacles, and then they're injured.
Does not qualify as a legitimate sporting injury.
How does it not? Falling over on the field and getting hurt is a sporting injury, regardless.
Wow. You know, so spectacle wearers are... Well, it's a good point. They're at a massive disadvantage then. You have to go into specialist ones. You'd end up with those swimming goggle-looking things.
You end up like Edgar Davids.
Or the contact lenses.
And then you look like an idiot because you turn up like, you know, you're not Edgar Davids. You know, you're not.
Yeah.
You're Jerry or Tom or someone. And you play five-a-side on a Wednesday night. And you turn up to your friends in your shorts.
You've already got strapping on your knee.
Yeah, you're strapping on your knee. And you've got your Casio watches hurting you.
Yeah.
You have a beer belly.
And you're still wearing your O'Neill's jersey.
Yeah, you're wearing from 1980s. You got those shorts with that hasn't even got a wheelie basket in it. And then you've got €360 non-injury face goggles. And your mates are going to be going, what are you doing?
Yeah. I tell you something, of all the things wrong with you, your glasses was the least of your problems.
You got a big strap around the back of your head like you're on the skiing. On the skiing.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
Apparently, here's a great, we spend 4 years of our lives accumulatively God, that's a weird word to say. I need a rest after that.
Yeah.
But we spend 4 years of our lives on the couch. So if you live the average, if you live 62.6 years, I don't know why they say it like that, but that's a... That's not even a typical adult lifespan.
I was going to say, it's not very long, is it?
It says that's the typical... that's the adult lifespan. You take the childhood and all that.
Right, okay, yeah.
So you live 60... So as an adult, that adds up. So that means as a kid, you can add on even more. It's over 4 years you spend on the couch. 4 years. Watching telly.
I'd say I bring up that
eating,
average.
Sleeping, walking... Oh, yeah. Working. I don't know if anyone does that. But yeah, that's what they say, which is a lot of time. You know, it's a lot of time.
Is it? Is it, though?
If you had to do it all at once.
It does, yeah. All at once, granted.
Yeah.
Does it feel like... I'd be bringing up that average a bit.
Yeah,
me personally.
I think there is a few of us that try to stretch it. You know, yeah. Definitely.
To be fair, if you're like that, doesn't say, you know, you're talking about people that say, for example, have proper jobs, right?
Isn't
not people
that a part
like us. So you're talking about people who have proper jobs that go on. Some of them work all day. You know, believe it or not.
No, yeah. But he does.
Yeah,
that.
I've heard about them. I've never seen them, but I've heard about them.
That was during the famine, though.
People who work all day.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And then there's people and they have all these responsibilities for dropping people left, right and centre, and then they have their whatever else is going on and hobbies and stuff. So, you know what I mean? There's probably a lot of people who don't get to spend anything like that. So
that's
like
true.
To think,
that's true.
I'd like to think that I'm doing my bit to keep the average up by spending way more than 4 years of my life
on the
couch.
Good for you. You know something? I fully support you. You have my support absolutely in this endeavour. As someone who absolutely loves to do a lot of that myself, do you have any couch rules? Do you have any particular couch rules? Do you have one of these like no jumping on the couch? Would that be one of your rules?
I've never felt
dirty pants on
the
cushions.
I've never felt that I've had to enforce that as a rule, yeah. Or even make a rule.
Oh, really?
About the idea.
I think you should look into it. You know, if we're going to like take our couches as seriously as this, I think we should definitely like a pool has no diving,
right?
No running. No bouncing. We should have a especially your couch. If your couch is out like your car, but there, no denim anyway. That'd be for a start. You know, you keep it so well.
Like an appropriate dress code.
Yes, exactly.
The couch. Yeah.
All gentlemen must wear a jacket. No shorts.
Yeah. Imagine that. I'll just sit down here. I'm sorry, you won't sit down there. You're not even wearing a tie. Just sit on one of the kitchen chairs.
Sorry, we have a bean bag for people like you in the corner. If you go to look like a hippie, you'll be treated like one.
In fact, if you go outside there, you'll find where the dog sits. That's more appropriate for you.
In the kitchen? No, at the back of the garden in the bushes. There you go. So you might need some rules. You know, no pets, maybe no takeaways, maybe no bare feet. Definitely no bare feet. Unless they've been inspected and accepted. Maybe no hot drinks. Definitely no red wine.
I'd accept that there probably are couch rules for people. I mean, say they might, even people with pets.
No nudity.
Definitely
from visitors anyway.
They mightn't allow their own pets on or whatever. Or there might be people who go the full hog and go the kind of like no eating on their couch. That'd be weird.
Imagine that.
How do you not eat on your couch?
You know. Where do you eat?
No, I'm not talking about your dinner. I'm talking about just in general.
Should you go out to your man in the bushes?
If you're watching something on the telly or whatever, surely you'd have to have a little old snack. Little old something or other.
Oh, the joys of life. I mean, you can't enjoy a couch without eating, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's like when you see vegetarian chili con carne. Chili con carne is literally the Spanish for chili with meat. A couch with no food?
Actually,
really?
Are you kidding me? People who have those, you know, those people who wrap their couch in plastic and all. Do you ever see that?
Yeah, that was very back in the day.
What is that?
I know.
I mean,
the good couch wrapped in plastic.
But in like plastic.
I know. That's and genuinely, weird. The Pope could call round to the house and they'd say, you're not taking the plastic off that couch or some blowing.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
As PJ well knows nowadays, of course, the cost of entertaining your kids.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, some money. Everything's money.
Everything's money, 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 right? And especially when they're kind of, when the entertaining part of it involves, you know, having to go somewhere, like where the entertainment is kind of, you know, laid on like an amusement park or whatever it might be, right? And so it's no surprise sometimes that people have to resort to more novel approaches to these things.
Yeah, not the truth. Yeah, and then this dad in Russia, he thought he was giving his kid the day of his life. A father broke into a water park at night, right?
Mm.
To give his 11-year-old son the best birthday treat ever. That was what his idea was, you know.
Okay.
The whole water park to yourself, right? Broke in the middle of the night. The security cameras caught them sneaking around, though, and having a bit of crack in the deserted pool complex, apparently. And the dad, it shows them jogging around the area. He's got his arm around his kids, and they're all in their swimming trunks having fun and frolics and all that.
At night in Russia?
Yes.
That must have been interesting.
Yeah. Now, he worked there himself. It was a sneaky one. He was actually working there, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, he got caught. He's been sacked. They didn't know what to do anyway. It looks like he might get his job back, actually. There's an internal investigation going on. They don't know what... He says he's highlighted some security problems they didn't know they had.
It's a good turn of it.
Which is one way of doing it. But what strikes me as with this one is it's a bit mad for me because you break into a water park, like you said, in Russia at night. And, you know, part of being in the water park is you're there and the sun is shining and... There's atmosphere. There's other people on the slides and running around and the noise. And it's a bit like your kid goes, do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to see Manchester United playing Real Madrid. And he goes, oh, we can do better than that. If you go to the tour the day after the match on the Monday, we'll have the whole stadium to ourselves.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There'll be nobody there.
From the kid's point of view, it's kind of like he wanted the whole... You know, yeah. Understandably wanted the normal experience of...
A water park.
And in the sun. You know, if you're going to be in your trunks or whatever, jumping into a water park...
Like, do you know, what different...
While the sun is out and while you can... You know, and as you say, all of the whatever other things, the vendors and everything would be open and...
Yes,
you know,
you
whatever else might be going on.
It's dark. There's no one to play with. It's no music on.
It's a bit of a... It's a bit like a kid saying to you, I want to play football with the local football team. Well, I'll tell you...
Do better than that.
I tell you, something even better, right? We'll go to the pitch they play on. You have it all to yourself. Go on, you can score a goal. Nobody's even going to stop you.
3 o'clock in the morning. I'll turn on my phone light. You can do anything you want.
I know what you mean.
Anything you want.
So, the day of his life. You know, I know what you're saying.
David, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. You avoid the queues, but, you know, you sacrifice a bit.
Can we go and watch this movie in the cinema? I've been really looking forward to it. Don't worry about the cinema.
I know a lad in the pub.
I'm after getting a dodgy box and a bag of popcorn. And there's no one in the house.
Yeah.
And you know them burgers you love at McDonald's? Yeah. I'm going to make you one of them.
Yeah.
Myself.
We've burgers at home.
We've McDonald's at home. Yeah. And the kid be like, could we not go out? We're going to do much better than that.
It's a good way.
I'm not going to do it when you should be asleep, so you'd be wrecked for school in the morning.
It's a good way of taking that, you know, and turning it around to your own advantage.
Isn't it, yeah?
It's a special one. Nobody else gets to do this. Yeah. You'll be the only one in your own living room watching this on the television.
No, isn't it?
But it's not the big screen. Better than that.
Imagine your missus saying to you, do you know, like, look, you know that billion to Michelin star restaurant that's after opening in the city? I'd love to go there. Don't worry about it. They close at 1 o'clock. We'll break in at 3. I'll cook your chips in there myself.
Yeah.
I know the alarm code, right? You bring your own knife and fork, though, because of the fingerprints.
Exactly.
You know? And I'll put the music on my iPhone. We'll have the best night of our lives, love. You know?
Incredible.
Just remember to wear a balaclava when you're eating your dessert.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova. With...
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
InsureMyCars.ie. A couple of the texts that we got in were people saying they were in their 50s and they still don't know what they want to do. Now, once upon a time, that might have been considered a midlife crisis.
Oh, you're not allowed to say that anymore.
That's not a thing anymore,
no,
apparently.
No, that's gone. They say the midlife crisis... Scientists have said now that the midlife crisis has disappeared. It ceased to exist. There is no dreaded wanting to return or turn back the clock anymore. It's gone. What has been called the midlife crisis and more recently has been described as the unhappiness hump of your life, because midlife crisis tends to be directed mostly at men.
Yes.
But the unhappiness hump seems like a more encompassing
wow.
sort of a term, right? So the unhappiness hump used to happen, I suppose, your mid-30s to the time point that you hit 50. And then after 50...
Your mid-30s?
Well, some people. But a lot of people, it's like, you know, a lot of people happens up until the point of 50. It can happen at any stage. Up until the point of 50, right?
Oh, I would have thought it was kind of traditionally after that.
Well, it depends how long you want to make it last. It can happen on your 50th birthday.
I know,
and
you
carry on for 20
out,
years like a head case.
I know, as you always point out, it's numerically kind of wrong anyway, because, you know... the life expectancy. Yeah. If you were to go actual midlife, you're probably right. It would be mid-30s to mid-40s for most people.
Exactly.
But I thought, like, traditionally, midlife was always associated with somebody, you know, they hit 50 and they suddenly go, oh, for the love of God, what have I done with my life? What am I going to do now?
And you go, it's me midlife crisis. Says, you really thought you were going to live to 100? Stadium.
Yeah, it's too late for a midlife crisis for you. You have 10 good years at the and that's if it all goes well.
This is your two-thirds unhappiness hump. Best case scenario for you, mate.
So what is it now then?
So now what they're saying, well, they're saying it doesn't happen at all. And the reason it doesn't happen is actually kind of sad, because when we were young, Jim, you were expected to be willy-nilly carefree through your youth and all the way up through your 20s. You didn't really give a jammers. Maybe you hit 30 and says, right, I got to get my life together now. Right? Or some people, of course, were 30, they had their house bought and paid for, the car was done. They did two communions and they were on the second wedding and there wasn't a bother on them and everything was kind of done and they kind of settled, and that's where the midlife crisis starts to seep in. You start going, I'm settled. But young people don't get settled anymore. They can't buy houses, they can't really buy cars, everything's mad expensive. They're probably never going to own their own homes, so they're unhappy so much in their youth that by the time they get to our age, they go, oh, who cares? They just don't get the opportunity.
So the hump has stretched out now. It's just...
Yeah, they just can't...
It's an unhappiness, most of us, hump.
For them. They can't afford a midlife crisis.
So you don't have to worry about a midlife crisis. You'll have it from your late teens.
From about 19. From about 19.
Wow.
So now the midlife crisis really does encompass the entire middle of your life. You get it at 19, it dissipates around 73. But either side of that?
No, woo! Yeah.
What a
happy street.
Party!
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.